Hello, you're listening to Third Waves.
Third is a platform that amplifies underrepresented voices through print, events, and on the airwaves. You're joined by me, Tribe, DJ, and radio host.
Me, Daniela, writer, musician, and producer.
And myself, Rona, stylist, founder, and editor-in-chief of Third.
This is with my Niger sisters. Welcome back. If you're tuning in for the first time, we recommend you checking out the other episodes too. But you can also just dive in here with us.
On this episode, Tribe, Maria, Faith, and Rona talk about the impact Nigerian culture has had on their dating and relationship histories.
So welcome to With My Niger Sisters. This show is all about bringing Nigerian women from the diaspora and Nigerian non-binary people to talk about our experiences, our culture, and all of that. This episode is about relationships and dating, and I'd really love to consider, firstly, what dating is like for us in this here England, full stop, but also how that's influenced by being Nigerian women as well. So I'm joined by some amazing guests. So please reintroduce yourselves for our listeners.
Hello, my name is Maria Pearl. I am a creative art director and graphic designer. I am originally from West London, grew up in East Sussex for a bit, now currently live in South London, which is probably why my accent just flows between all of them. And I am a Nigeria Yoruba Ikele babe.
Hey, my name's Faith. I'm multidisciplinary, creative, do mostly visuals and music. Half British, half Nigerian, grew up in Nigeria, came here later, and now I live in East London.
Hey, I am Tribe. I'm trying to disguise a cough, but I am North East London, and I'd like to reclaim that. Born and raised, but I am of Nigerian heritage. I consider myself Nigerian and Yoruba as well. And professionally, I'm a DJ and radio host.
And I'm Rona. I am the founder of Third. As we're all talking about what part of London we're from, I'm from Hackney. So, you know, got to shout that out. And I'm Igbo. So that's my roots in Nigeria. So a fun question just to get started. What's a song that you've rinsed out? All think, I can share mine. It's actually kind of a controversial character. It's Kanye. But Ultralight Beam is my jam. Like that opening with the little kids like, we don't want no devils in the house. Yes, Lord. Oh my gosh.
I skip that song.
Do you?
Every time.
Oh my gosh.
I always skip that song.
It's the best one. Like, literally, I feel like it takes me on a journey of church, the whole song. Can't it's like it. Highs, lows, like, Father, please help us. And I'm not religious, but he takes me to church. So that's my rinsed out song.
I would say over the last year, and we've been talking about bringing Sade into this, there is a Sade song called Love is Stronger Than Pride. Mm. And it's quite dramatic, but there's a moment of like, just kind of like, yeah, you know, just this being, I guess, resolute in, you know, I don't know, raising your vibration and going like, actually, you know, these things might have hurt me, but, you know, love prevails. And I just the way she sings it as well, I've always found quite endearing. And so I like, without fail, if you go into my like most repeated songs, always in the top three, like for the last like year or so. So yeah, fellow Nigerian, Sade, sorry, don't give her a shout out as well.
Mine will be Lil Kim Drugs. I think that song just took me to a different realm. I think I was working and I just had like a 90s playlist on, and I heard it and I was just like scrambling to the computer to see what the name was. And then it was just a rap from there, like literally a rap, to the point where I have made it my point of duty to make sure it's my number one Spotify number one song every year, to the point where this year I felt like I hadn't listened to it as much. So I played the song on repeat, put it on mute and went to sleep so that it was looping while I was sleeping. That's to wild. Make sure the song stays number one. So I'm due to do that again soon.
You're supporting her though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But yeah, that song, if you cut my head open, it'll probably play.
I've got a lot of these, but I just checked my most played song this year is Schlut by Shy Girl.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love a bit of Shy Girl. I thought the album was amazing, the Nymph album. I listened to it so much. Amazing project. Yeah.
This show is about dating, and I understand obviously some of us will be dating and other people sort of reflecting back on our past experiences. But maybe just to start to open up the can of worms, courtship, what do we want from it and what have we received? Sorry.
That was like the perfect
follow up from that, to be honest with you.
That's also representative of my answer.
I think, okay, if we are to dig deeper into it, I think, what are our expectations of it? Do you know what I mean? Because I think, like, obviously dating is a thing in this moment in time. And I think with the like bursts of dating apps, and I think the question I'm asking is almost like, what are our expectations of it? Like, when we date, are we dating, who are we dating, I guess, specifically? Are we trying to date other Nigerians? Are we dating quite openly?
So I personally don't believe there's such thing as like a talking stage. I believe that like you get to know someone and then you're kind of dating is a bit more broad for me, because some people are like, no, we're talking, then we're dating, then it gets official. So I don't believe in that talking stage. I think immediately it's dating, and then you decide if you want to date exclusively, and then from there it can go to being official and stuff like that. I've also had to unlearn a lot of like definitive terminology very early on. So, you know, you can date someone and immediately be like, yeah, this is my guy, this is my babes, and then there are like a lot of expectations, like, oh, okay, I'm dating this guy, so it means I can't speak to anyone else. But dating doesn't necessarily mean that. Dating is still very broad. Still like open, yeah. you should be dating. Well, you don't have to be, but within that realm you are allowed to date multiple people if that's what you want to do. But I think there are these expectations that as soon as you have the one person, then you're locked in, when that's not necessarily the case for me anyway. I think, again, things I had to unlearn is this almost desperation that you always have to date to be married. That has to be the end goal. And I think, yeah, that can definitely come from being a Nigerian woman. It's like, you know, you're not allowed to speak to boys. You're not allowed anything to do with them growing up. And as soon as you throw that cap in the air after graduation, because you have to go to uni, as soon as it comes down, it's where's your husband? When are you getting married? And then that pressure kind of begins. And I think it is a bit unfair because, you know, it's 'cause he lives. Like, you know, people are just trying to keep their heads literally above water. And then there's now this pressure of like, you have to find someone and then getting older. And then with the apps and then with social media, I think it is very difficult. Because I feel like as time has gone on, we've adopted more of like a disposable mindset. Like, okay, I've got Tinder, I've got all of these things. If not you, there's going to be someone else. And I think it also, for me personally, I think that's also kind of removed the aspect of like actively trying to work on something and trying to see something through, not necessarily having like an end goal, but just working on like, okay, let's solve this problem, let's get over this hump. And yeah, that again goes to the things that I've been unlearning. I personally have never used any dating apps. I've found it terrifying. I've always said that I want to meet the person that I am with organically, and that's happened for me every single time. But I definitely see pros and cons to everything. Even meeting someone organically, you know, that it can be long. Whereas if you have a dating app, all the stuff that you're looking for is already there. You can bypass the annoying questions and stuff. So yeah, I think for me, I don't have expectations in the sense of if I'm dating this guy, they have to be X, Y, and Z, and I'll be damned if they have any expectations of me, because I will probably intentionally rebel. Mm. But I just go into things very openly. And I've been in therapy for like 5 years, and I now actively like take it to therapy and unpack certain things on my end, just to make sure that I'm not doing the most, or I'm not putting pressure or putting a responsibility on someone that they didn't ask for, and it's not their problem to solve. So yeah, just to like round it up, how I've always envisioned my dating life since going to therapy and doing things a lot more healthy is being two units that work together, two individual units that work together. Mm. Whereas before, I saw it as we were one unit or two halves that make a whole, and my life will become your life and your life will become my life. Mm. And we're fully immersed in each other. But yeah, that's not the case anymore. I'm just very big on like just focusing on yourself and just being the best version of yourself, and then also having that consideration of the other person at all times. So that's how I choose to navigate, and that's how I've been navigating, and so far so good.
I went through a stage where I was like trying to specifically connect more with Nigerians. So I went through a stage of trying to connect more specifically with Nigerians, and my last partner was Nigerian, and there were so many things that I felt was easy because we just understood and mm-hmm. got each other. Mm-hmm. And there were reasons, multiple reasons why it didn't work out, wasn't, you know, anything to do with the shared cultural heritage. I think it did kind of open up my eyes to how much of layers sometimes we have when someone hasn't had necessarily the same. And I don't think it's a necessary thing, but I think it was definitely an experience to have someone who is Nigerian and have that same kind of upbringing and mentality. And there's so many things that you could laugh about. On the flip side, I try to date a Nigerian person after that, a couple of months after I had broken up with my ex, and they were trying to slowly convince me of polygamy, and just, you know, okay. he was just kind of like, you know, that's what I want for myself. So I think it having those two extremes, I think it really did show me that it really depends on the individual and what you share, your own values and stuff. It's not necessarily always having to do with having the exact same cultural background, but sometimes it helps.
I'd say, I don't know where to start, whether based on expectations or, I've only ever been in serious relationships with people who are Nigerian, and more specifically, like, not even, like diaspora grew up here, had a very similar experience to me, as in parents are still in Nigeria, still live in Nigeria. Two of my relationships ended because they moved back to Nigeria. So like that's kind of been my, I wouldn't even say it was a preference. It's just what I've been around and what, like, because I'm the same. I've never been on dating apps. I've always met people through, like, I've never dated someone where I don't know you from anywhere. Mm. Like, you know, we've always met through, like, there's always been some kind of common ground there. Because I'm just like, honey, what if you're like,
in the coastline, yeah, do you know sometimes. What I'm
saying? Like,
yeah.
Who are you? Like, just off this app, like, I can't verify anything. So yeah, but now I've sort of become single this year, and I think I've had a lot of realizations in the last couple of years that have made me like open to dating outside of my culture. I think for a serious relationship, I like having a shared experience of culture, and I think that's quite important to me. But in terms of expectations that I have for I suppose like dating and relationships, like you said, they're different. But I think my baseline is just like, you need to be smart and interesting to me. Mm. Like if you don't stimulate me mentally, I can't, like, even if it's just casual, like I will be bored very Absolutely. Quickly. Mm. And that's, I think, and like a sort of, not someone who's like really academic and like, but just like a well-rounded like intelligence and curiosity about the world, and someone that like I can talk to and like learn things from. Like I think in an ideal world, that's my main sort of like expectation, because I think there's so much conversation out about like, you know, city girls are up, and it's like, if you're dating a man, he should be doing this for you. And it's like, oh, I really want to date for money. Don't get me wrong. I actually want to date for money. But I just keep like, it's personality. Like, damn it. I wish I was like, could be, you know, maybe I'll find someone with both, hopefully. You know, that's the goal. But yeah, I think like mental stimulation is like my first and foremost thing I'm looking for.
I really love that you brought that up, just because I think there is that stereotype, isn't there, of like Nigerian women being like gold diggerish or just expensive. And I think all of us have said like money is not the thing we're looking for. I think for me, just because my tastes growing up in London, my taste has always just been so broad. And so like I realize I've dated Nigerians but never really seriously. And actually sometimes when I reflect on that, I'm kind of like, maybe I've been missing out, if you know what I mean. But then I think about like the experiences I have had, and what has usually happened is that there's usually been like this standoff point where it's just like something happens and then neither of us can be bothered. And it's happened like multiple times, usually with like Nigerian men, just to add that in there. So yeah, kind of feel like I've never properly been in a relationship with another Nigerian. But I wonder whether being Nigerian had, either any of us feel like being Nigerian has affected the way that we've been perceived by partners, whether they've been Nigerian or not. I'm currently in a like mixed race relationship. And even weirdly there, I think sometimes those stereotypes, I don't know whether it is centered specifically in the Nigerianness or also the blackness, can sometimes creep in, because it's like this, I don't know whether it's almost just seeing it and just being like, oh, you're super capable, or I experience it as like you're placing those stereotypes into the relationship, or it's actually just like the person's come with these ideas. Do you know what I mean? And most of the time they're kind of like good things. It's not like it's a bad thing or anything like that. Yeah, I definitely think race and definitely culture sometimes flows in with a person. It might not be the thing that initially happens when you know, you're attracted to someone, but later when you find out more about them, you might be like, oh, okay, so you're Nigerian, so you'll be into this, so you're like, you'll be like this, and you're not, you know.
I think for me, my first boyfriend, which is my daughter's dad, he wasn't Nigerian, but at the time it was like, yeah, I want this guy, I want a lighty, I want whatever. I didn't really care how that came, it just came in this package and I was like, cool, I'll take it. Obviously, things didn't work out. And then I thought, do you know what? I want to only date Nigerians. That was like my mindset, because I just want the ease. Like you said, it's just easy. You don't have to explain stuff. Yeah. It's just like, you get it. You know what, Gwan, whatever. And I ran into like some Nigerians. And I think because we were Nigerian, it allowed me to focus on other characteristics. And I think from there, that's when I was able to learn what I like and what I don't like. I'm not going to focus on the fact that, oh, you're Nigerian, let me highlight this. It was actually more for me the opposite. Like, you're Nigerian, it is what it is. That's not even interesting to me, because we both know what it is. So let me look at these other things. And then yeah, like they didn't work out. And I think it was just like coincidental. But then even my current partner is not from Nigeria. In the beginning, we were just friends, and he's from Grenada. I remember saying to him one time, I was like, oh, sometimes I wish you were Nigerian and I can just like share certain jokes with you, or just certain like mannerisms, like I wish you would get it, but I don't think you would. And he was like, just do it anyway, I'll pick up on it or whatever. And he is slowly becoming a bush Nigerian man. Yeah. And it's, and then I said to him, like, I want the same, you know, I'm very interested, like my daughter is from Seychelles, Grenada and Nigeria. So I was like, oh, my daughter's from Grenada. I don't even know much about that. Mm. So I would want to learn these things that I can actually pass on to my kids. So I felt like I hit the jackpot in this case. Mm. And then we had one day where we just were together for hours and we were just sharing different jokes from like each culture. And then we just found that there was this blend that crossed over both cultures. And we just realized that the only difference is literally the language, literally the language. And it's both the same. We both chat shit and do silly things. And I've taken certain things from his culture, like his family nuances, and I've adopted them. And he's adopted a lot of Nigerian things. And then it's just been really nice because, yes, on one side, I could be with a Nigerian and we can embrace that culture together, but I'm also really enjoying learning something and teaching someone. Mm. And even now, like, he understands that, you know, I'm getting to a stage where I want to experience more and understand more about Nigeria. And I said, listen, at some point I'm gonna like learn Yoruba properly and be able to speak it. And then I was like, do you want to learn with me? And he was like, yeah, sure. And I was just like, that for me was like a big deal, because I'm thinking, like, imagine now in like a couple of years we're both speaking Yoruba to each other. Mm. And he's standing there like, oh, I'm from Grenada, and he's very proud. It's not even like he saw Nigeria and it was like, oh yeah, like, I want to know about you guys. He didn't even really show like too much of an interest, but I think just in general conversations, he started to realize that, oh, we're actually similar as well. Like, I want to know more. I want to understand more. And then, yeah, we just have this like really nice yin and yang going on. And it's also made me really appreciative of other cultures and just understanding that, like, yeah, when I was younger, I thought, oh, I have to marry a Nigerian. That's what my mom wants. That's what everyone wants. I have to bring into the world Nigerian kids. But then me and my sisters, there's only like two of the sisters, two out of five of us married a Nigerian, and the other ones are Caribbean, and one of my sister's husbands are white. So we have like, they're all different now. And it's just made us realize that, oh, do you know what? At the end of the day, it's just about the union that you guys have, as long as you guys are happy and you're respective of each other's cultures and still try to implement it in some way or another and make sure there's no erasure, there's no issue. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm at now.
What you said about like sharing culture is so important, because I think even like with my partner, he is from Newcastle, so he's a Geordie, right? And like his interest in my culture, like the fact that he expresses it, and like, he'll sometimes go out of his way to fight. Like the other day he was like, he said to me like, where can I get something mad? It was like, I don't want to say bushmeat, but it was something like, like, I was like, why are you looking for this stuff? And he was like, oh yeah, I've got this recipe about this woman and how to make your mum's like pepper soup. Wow. But he was like, I just can't work out where to get the bushmeat. And I was just like, just really chill. You know what I mean? But like, he genuinely enjoys it, and like has shown me that in so many different ways. And I think similarly, like with his culture, because even though he's white, like, you know what I mean, he's like northern, he comes with his old culture as well.
And I think Geordies have culture though, like, I feel like it's quite a distinct,
yeah, exactly. And I think for me as well, I'm doing the work to be like, okay, we're gonna find out about you too, do you know what I mean? But like, not in obviously that intention, do you know what I mean? But it's just happening organically, and I think that's what relationships should do anyway. Yes, that's definitely important.
Because even with Nigerians, there's so many different tribes. Mm. It's like my tribes are not the same as any of you guys. Like even being a Kale, there's a whole genre of music called like Birikbo that my mom told me about. I was like, what the hell is this? Sounds like pots and pans, but I love it. But it's like, it's a different language, a different set of rules, different clothes. Like, so I can be like, yeah, I want to be with a Nigerian, but it's two completely new things all over again. Mm. So it almost doesn't make a difference, because you're still learning about something new anyway. So as long as you just go into it with like a level of openness and respect, I think that there just isn't any issues.
Can you share us an artist from that genre of music?
So there's one artist called Ebubu Dayo, that's spelled E-B-U-B-U-D-A-Y-O. Well, that's one of the videos that I'm looking at on YouTube. And they had a thing called like circle music. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like when you, I could be very wrong, so please do your own research, but it's almost like you dance in like a circle as a way to kind of like show off or just like let everyone see you. But yeah, it's just a very new genre. I need to do a lot more. Well, it's a very new genre to me. I need to do a lot more research myself, but it was just really cool to see another angle of music that's not your typical like old school stuff. So yeah, it's just, and for me, I felt like the videos that I found sounded very organic. Like it just sounded like the instruments were made, like, or they're like banging tables or the cowbell, stuff like that. So it was just really nice to hear and yeah, and embrace.
One thing I think it could be useful to consider is obviously like we have this outlook on our relationships. Has that been the same as the outlooks our family have had? I'm thinking more of like parents and also extended family as well.
And what do you mean?
Because, you know, like in terms of, I'm thinking specifically about dating non-Nigerians, you know? Mm. I think for my family, like no one's gonna bat an eye, but maybe for like my family in Nigeria, I think it'd be more like a, okay? Mm. Like obviously when they meet the person, I don't think it's going to be like groundbreaking or whatever, but I think there is initially this whole feeling of like loss that they experience. Like you kind of like have gone further and further away from the culture.
Yeah. I get that. I think my mum is relatively cool in the sense that she doesn't mind as long as I'm happy. And so if I was to bring home a white English guy, I think she'll be okay with that. I think it would be like, okay, that's what's happened. But it wouldn't be like, okay. I don't know about like how others in Nigeria would perceive it. That's actually quite a quick, interesting thought. But I think if my mum is cool with it, she would present it as something that's not a thing. Mm. So I think that would have an impact on the way that they would voice those concerns, if that makes sense.
Oh, for me? I think for my parents, it's mostly about what would make me happy. I think deep down, my mum may have some apprehension about me being with a white person just because of her own experiences. I'm sure, yeah, that feeling of loss, I think, it would never be an issue. It would never be like I've done something wrong or like they would accept whoever made me happy. But yeah, I think like, because I have this desire to like preserve my cultural like heritage in my relationships and my family, I think that probably exists for her too. But yeah, I don't know. Like I know Nigerians who are even like dating outside your tribe is like a step out. Like, do you know what I mean? So it all depends on the person. I don't think it'd be too much of an issue for me though.
Yeah, I don't think it would be an issue in my household. My mum has always really said, like, as long as they serve the Lord and they treat you well, like, I'm good. I have brother-in-laws from all different places. I think I'm very blessed in the sense of I don't really have family members who would be mean or would want to judge if I dated outside of my culture. And to be honest, they wouldn't even try saying it to my mom anyway. And my mom also knows that I don't care if they said anything. Like, I'll make it very clear, like, I don't care. And then my mom would be like, why are you trying to chat about my kids' decisions anyway? Who are you? So there's that. There's just a level of respect. So like you said, that like if your mum presents it in a certain way, they're going to respect that and move accordingly. And then my mum will also move accordingly based on how I'm presenting it. But I think as long as you show, or the person who isn't Nigerian shows that interest and the willingness to preserve the culture, I actually think that they probably will end up being more appreciative. Like, wow, you're going out of your way. Slightly random, but yesterday I saw this video that went viral on Twitter about a white man that was getting married to a Korean woman, and he had secretly learned how to speak Korean, and then wedding day did a whole speech in Korean for the family. To be like, yeah, so he made it out for a while that he just knew a few words, and that's how he started. And then he literally took the mic and he said a whole like conversation and just said, I learned this so I can communicate with you guys properly.
That would be so awkward for the family members who might have been talking shit
about
him.
True.
They had to keep it quiet until the speech.
Like, the parents were so moved. Like, people were crying. The parents were moved. They stood up and like hugged him and stuff. And I was almost moved to tears, but I'm not that guy. But it was just really beautiful to show that, okay, I'm still willing to preserve your culture and still respect where you've come from. So yeah, I just think that's probably the most important thing. Like, I wouldn't necessarily have an issue with my daughter dating someone who's a non-Nigerian person. In an ideal world, she would, because I've already gone a different direction. I wanted to bring it back. But at the same time, I also wouldn't want to lose that Nigerianness later on in the bloodline, because you see how like there can sometimes be a complete erasure. So you can have like someone like Diana Ross, all her grandchildren are like almost white or white passing, and then you have someone like Kris Jenner where all her children are black so there can be like an erasure somewhere. And I don't think I would want that, but that's out of my control at the end of the day. But yeah, just show a level of respect and preservation, and I think there aren't any issues with that.
I think the pride and the preservation is so key to actually, because when you were talking about that, I think it was the TikTok video. Actually, that reminded me of like multiple videos that has been shared in my family chat, mostly by my mom, where it'd be like, you know, like a Chinese person who's moved to Nigeria having a traditional wedding. And she's just like, look at this wedding. And we're like, it's the exact same wedding that anyone else would have. But you're just showing us, look, this is the pride that this person is taking in our culture. Isn't that beautiful? So I think you're right. It's about the acceptance. And I think sometimes that's where weirdly, when like the two Nigerian people of different tribes come in, that's where sometimes it gets a bit conflicted because it becomes like a head on head of like, whose culture will win? You know what I mean? Are we going to do it our way or are we going to do it your way? True. Which is quite ironic, because you're just like, you guys are actually the same people, right? Interesting. So I guess we've been through dating to relationships and now marriage. So that kind of puts an end to our lovely show today. I'd love to thank my lovely guests. If you could please remind our listeners where they can find you and also what they can hit you up for, that would be amazing.
You can find me on Instagram at Maria Pearly, MariaPearly. And you can hit me up for a number of reasons. I can do a lot of things. So just holler me and then we'll go from there.
So you can find me on Instagram as well. Did you die though? DIDUDIETHO. You can also hit me up for a number of things, visuals, pictures, moving image, creative direction and music.
And you can find me at Tribe Official, that's TRYB.official. And you can hit me up for music and traveling and creative stuff in general. Yeah.
And I'm Rona, that's R-O-E-N-A. And you can hit me up for fashion recommendations and also just general world stuff, because I'm into that. And please do send us your thoughts, your comments, all of it. We want to hear it. You can send it to us as a written piece, also as a voice note, and we will probably play that on a bonus episode.
We might play that.
We might play that on a bonus episode.
I was dying when Rona was saying that her partner was trying to get some bushmeat for this recipe. And I'm just like, Rona gets it like from all angles. Being a vegetarian, people wanting to cook her meat all the time. That was quite fun. But yeah. Okay, I'm just going to go straight into it and like launch into one of my like concepts. Again, I'll try my best to not make it last too long and just like make it clear. But I think one thing that I found it really interesting to talk about, like, your shared cultures and like learning a language together, a common language. And I think I've talked about it in the past as well, like my kind of like slight fantasy of being in a relationship with someone who has like Chinese heritage, and what that would do, or like, you know, if I'm in a relationship with a woman, how that feels to me, like having that shared sex, no, gender. Well, all those things, right? Mm-hmm. But like something else that I find is that like you also create your own culture. Like, you know, the three of us, Tribe, Rona, and, you know, and I, like the three of us, we've created a culture between the three of us, which is unique and special to us. And if you're in a relationship with your with a friend of yours, or like, you know, obviously somebody, if you're a partner with somebody for, you know, 10 years plus, you've created a common language and a shared culture that other people, there will be things that you say to each other, or ways you react to things or whatever, is built upon like jokes or traumas or fights, or like a, almost like a pidgin language. If you see, speak multiple languages, even if you share, like even if you speak English to each other, but you have other languages that kind of flux in and out of that. And so it's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really have any like point to make apart from just to observe that this concept of language and culture itself is very much a fluid thing that is also like has like a generative potential, and that you can build that with someone, which can go like, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't want that to be like overlooked in this conversation.
I feel like it was quite sweet that you mentioned we have a culture, we have a vibe.
Yeah, what is our culture?
Ideas, spinning ideas with each other. Oh, this, oh, yeah. This. What's called? Yeah, I'm trying to connect that with the conversation.
No, well, that's how fine. Do you mean,
like, remind me in terms of that, the culture and, let's say even the language and a familiarity with in which you use language and stuff.
Yeah.
How are we connecting that with the episode?
I mean, my notes here just literally reads the importance of being willing to learn the other person's language, dot, dot, dot. But what is language as well? Dot, 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 dot.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I think it was it Maria who mentioned and their partner and the aspect of, you know, sharing, or what that person have an interest in, I'm trying to remember, it's very clear, in their culture. And then also that's a familiarity with Rona as well. And the fact that her partner was expressing wanting to show that they have taken interest in the culture and want to share that culture with her. I think that's a common theme in, I guess if you're dating someone who doesn't necessarily share, that comes from the same place or share the same heritage, but is willing to show that this is something that they are willing to participate in with you. And I think that's a really sweet thing. And I was also thinking when I was listening back to the episode is that we live in the UK. We make up, I can't even remember what small, insignificant part of the percentage is within London, let alone the UK. It's very likely that people are going to partner up with people who might not be Nigerian or share the same heritage. So in some way, keeping that passion of heritage alive, and that you are both are willing to engage in each other's what makeup, because it's not just heritage and culture, it's all sorts of things, I think is a beautiful thing. And then I think something that Maria said that really was like, I don't know, sat with me as a kind of, oh my gosh, yeah, was when she was talking about she has no control about what happens with her children or her grandchildren, but she would ideally not want to necessarily see that side of Nigerian heritage being kind of lost over time. Like she made a reference to Diana Ross and her grandkids, and similarly, Jenna, what's her name? Jenna and her grandkids, and how over generation, within their lifetime, within this two generations, that an essence of that might has been lost. So it was something that I was like, okay, we are a minority in this country. It is likely that we might partner up with someone who might not be Nigerian. And it's likely that our children might not if we stay in this country. So it's something that we would have to consider as a possibility, that that idea of being Nigerian might slowly, you know, fade out through the generations.
Yeah, I definitely had a note of that as well. And I think about it all the time, like with, yeah, basically what you said, how do you keep a culture alive, something that's really important to you,
mm-hmm.
And that you think is very, very valuable. But yeah, I also just think like, oh, just have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like life is short, like yeah. Obviously.
If you found love, you found love. You know, if I'm, just, yeah, want everything else.
Like, just put less pressure on yourselves.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, we're doing okay. Yeah, just be good to the people around you.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
It's fine. It's fine. I think one thing that I wanted, I loved was when, I think it was Maria again.
That timing was perfect.
I love it.
Yes!
Is this Siri trying to get involved? Love
Siri's
it.
Siri's trying to get involved, that's jokes.
Was, I think, this concept of like, rather than, I mean, there's a lot of like hetero language and also like binary, like the halves, right? Like my other half, mm-hmm. two halves that make a whole. Like I think when, yeah, I think it was Maria when she was saying like, rather than thinking of being in a relationship where it's like two halves that make a whole, it's just like more two people, two individuals working together, mm-hmm. and I put in brackets or more, like it depends what your relationship like model is, what kind of situation you're in. But yeah, I think that's like something, I think preserving your individuality, and also that means taking responsibility as well. I think oftentimes when we talk about the thing of like preserving your individuality, it comes from a place of like, wanting to be independent and individual. But like you also, I think there's a side of it, which is like being responsible and encountering the other always as a whole and the other that deserves all the respect and mystery that another person will always be to you. And that's like how you should treat them, like with the respect and no matter how long you've known them. Yeah.
There's a lot to, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I've done it again.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
Tuba.
I feel
you
like you're processing.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. Those are some important points you have raised.
Also, I just wrote down Faith's name as a bullet point. It's like, now I don't even know why I did that. Like, obviously blew my mind with something.
I thought what was quite interesting was, I think Faith and Maria both mentioned, what was it, their relationship with them. I guess the question from Rona was about how, I guess, our parents would feel with the partner we bring home and what kind of partner we brought home. And it did make me think about the relationships we have with our parents really does dictate the relationship we have with Nigeria, and also indirectly partners as well, like in terms of like, although they would never be like, even if they were like, no, you shouldn't date anyone but who's Nigerian, we're going to do what we're going to do. But it is something that comes to mind. And it's very interesting how those things overlap. Like, we are mindful of what our parents would say and also what it means as a Nigerian or having a Nigerian mom, and also our relationship with Nigeria when it comes to who we date. Even though it, like, to a very much extent, it doesn't dictate it. It is something that still is at the back of our minds as a thing. You know?
Do you mean, like, kind of harking back to the previous points about, like, losing that heritage, like, do you think, is that what you mean when you say relationship to Nigeria, like whether it dilutes your relationship to Nigeria or strengthens it based on who you date?
That to a small extent, but also whether they align with the values that a person who's Nigerian might value. Mm. So, what is their academic achievement? You know, because when you introduce them to your mom, it'll be great to be like, oh, he's a doctor. Or by the way, he's a lot, you know, something like that. Or you would think, is this someone I could bring back to Nigeria? Or, it's also wider about how that person shares those values and those values that align with your parents' values, but also indirectly Nigeria itself and the Nigerian cultural values.
Are you a Niger babe, know a Niger babe, or want to get to know one? If you've listened to the show and want to keep the conversation going, send us a message with your thoughts about the topic and we'll read out our favourite responses on the bonus episode at the end of this series. We'd love to hear from you.
Email info@thirdmagazine.co.uk. That's third with three I's. Or message us on the gram @thirdmagazine.
If you want to see some BTS, head to our TikTok where you can see what went down in the recording of this show.
You can also catch more from us on our website, thirdmagazine.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this mini-series and this episode in particular, you can check out an episode from our archive about relationships. Search Third Wave's Love and Relationships, where we interviewed Janet Hardy, one of the co-authors of The Ethical Slut.
And there are 20 single episodes to listen back to, covering rich topics such as dark tourism,
creative unions against monopolies,
cultural appropriation,
and cancel culture.
And don't forget to help spread the word.
Spread the word!
Share the show with a friend.
Share the show!
A colleague.
A colleague!
Your mum.
Definitely your mum.
Or just rate and review us wherever you're listening.
Wherever you're listening.
Yeah, 5 stars only. Thank you.
So, that's the last episode of With My Niger Sisters.
But if you've been listening to us at Third Waves for a while, then you'll know we like to surprise you with new releases.
And we like to surprise ourselves too.
That's fair. But what I'm saying is, keep your eyes peeled and ears open and find out
with us
when the next drop will be. All of the music you've been hearing on this episode is by the versatile Afro-electronic DJ and producer Sensi Lo. You can connect with her on Instagram at senseilo.